Hallelujah. My goodness. Thank you, Brother Abiri. I believe God is being very plain to us. I believe He's touching each one of our hearts here this weekend. Lord Jesus. You know, God never does anything by happen chance or by mistake. But He knows the hearts of each and every one of us. We had an opportunity in Dubuque last weekend not only to hear the word of the Lord, but also to respond. See, God comes and He does His part. He brings the word. He brings His presence. He brings conviction so that we might yield to Him. And I do know that, it doesn't matter whether you're young or old, whether you walked with the Lord 2 or 3 years, if you walked with the Lord 30, 40 years. As Brother Iberia was saying tonight, what if we go all the way in the last hour and we give up? Yeah. Or we falter in that last? And I think there's something in Ezekiel that speaks of that. It says, if the man commits unrighteousness, would all of his unrighteousness forgive that unrighteousness? No. There's a responsibility each one of us has. I want to just take a minute, and I want to reiterate some things, and I hope not to be long. Because see what was happening this weekend, I know God is speaking by the Spirit. I know that God puts His thoughts into the hearts of His people, in the hearts of the ministry that ministers. And the purpose of it is to get us into the right place at the right time. Or you could say at midnight that we would be counted among the 5 wise virgins. But Brother Burt, it was interesting. Brother Burt was ministering. That was this morning, wasn't it, Brother Burt? And he, sometimes it's funny. He started to talk about Charles Williams. And he gave this picture. I don't know, when did Brother Charles Williams go to Africa? Was it in the late 80s? I'm thinking of that vision this morning, and then Burt gets up and speaks it. Now, Brother Burt ministered on a lot this morning, and he touched about this picture, and he drew a partial one, and there are more spokes than this, probably. But it was a picture of the wheel. Do you remember how he drew a portion of it? But I want to draw the whole wheel and put God here. And that each one of us, remember how he showed where we were at, different ones, different places on the wheel. And that the whole progression is this way towards God. The thing that I want to show you tonight is the way that you and I become one is by us coming here. Let's put a couple more here. Make sure I got everybody on the spokes, right? I could be over here and you can be over there. If we're at this distance, we're very far apart. But as we get closer to God, we come together in the middle. This is where we become one in God. John chapter 17, Jesus says that the Father and me and I and the Father, that they may be one even as we are one. See? So, the church per se has tried to do everything they can to patch together the church. When I say the church, when you look 2,000 years. That's how you got ecumenicism, if I said it right. That's how, let's agree to disagree. But that doesn't make you one. What makes us one is by us getting into God. Hallelujah. Because if I get into God all the way, I'm going to have the nature of God to be able to see a lot more clear than when I am further away from God. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Jijoki I think it was Brother Chijoki, was speaking about the five wise or five foolish. Who was speaking that this weekend? I think it was you, Brother Jokes. And you were talking about midnight. And you said it was a time between night and day, right? It's a period. Not just like we know a clock, you know, at 12 o'clock tonight, but that's midnight. No, it's a period when it's the darkest, but then is coming the day. You understand? And you know another thing I found out? I found out, you know, we're dealing with the Word of God in three dimensions, right? The natural, the spiritual, and the fullness. And there is coming an actual midnight, a time when, as Malachi says, you know, the messenger who you delight in shall suddenly come into his temple. Amen?
Right.
But there's some of us that have gone before that have already approached our midnight. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't know when our actual midnight might be. Because if the Lord decides that our time is up and we go home, somewhere, that you know, it isn't going to be the people when Jesus comes again at midnight that are going to be of the five wise. It's going to be those that were, you know, that made it into that first fruit company for all the generations before. God determines where you are at.
That's
amen?
Right.
So, I mean, we are here because I believe God wants to touch our hearts, touch our souls. He wants us to respond. Amen. There was a question that was put forth in the midst of the congregation here. Is there any of us that has totally overcome? Or should I say, is any of us without sin? Huh? John says that if any man says that he's without sin, he's a liar. All of us still are yet struggling to overcome and overcoming self. Not one of us are able to say and be able to judge one another because God is the judge of all. What God wants us to do is to judge ourselves so we won't be judged.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And do you know God is interested in us? God is so interested in each one of us. He has not only paid the price for us, but He's invested a lot in each one of you here.
Yes,
you know, I look out and I see 30 years, 40 years serving, walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe some 20, maybe some 10. I don't know. But the fact is God has invested in you. And whether you're a young girl, you know, I look at my grandchildren and I've seen the days where they accepted the Lord and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God has invested in, like Sophie over there. Hallelujah. But God is working in each one of our hearts. Hallelujah. And that's why we need to come together to hear the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Brother Abiri is up here ministering. Do you know what God is doing? God is reaching in and touching by the Spirit. Because any man that comes up and begins to move by the Spirit of the living God, God is moving through the words that He's speaking and beginning to touch the hearts. Hallelujah. Why touching the hearts? Because He wants us to respond. God doesn't want us in any prison houses.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one of the worst things that can happen that we could come or you could come to a conference but and you walk out short of what God wanted to do in you.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. How do I know? I've been there.
Yeah.
I've resisted sometimes, whether it was because of my own pride, whether sometimes of my own condemnation, whatever it may be. But the fact remains is that God would not want anybody. If anybody walks out, it's because the enemy has been working to rob, to steal, and to destroy. And I think it was talked here. Satan has no pets. You know, no favorites. He hates us all. He hates everyone that has been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Been filled with His Spirit. Because, why? Because He knows that you have the capability to rise up and to destroy Him. Hallelujah. So, God has been speaking to us on various, many levels. One of the areas is the darkness within us. Right, Patty? What is it that still resides that Satan can have a hold upon me? What is it that comes and lodges in my mind that I might begin to think evil thoughts? Jesus said something about, He says, it's not what goes in that defiles a man. It's what comes out of the man. Hallelujah. We need to respond to God. Hallelujah. But the devil would want to rob it from you, and even tonight. Brother Iberi said it. He said, tonight is the night, not tomorrow. If God is working on your heart tonight, there's something you need to do about it. There's something I need to do about it to respond to God. Because I need that portion of God to change me and to bring His nature and character in me. Hallelujah. That's what we've been born for. That the nature of God can come into us. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, brethren, I just feel so much how God has been speaking here this weekend. But I believe tonight's the night that God would want us to respond to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, God says He knows our insides, He knows our outside. Brother Peter, you were talking about, you know, in chapter 13 of Corinthians, and that part where you read about that I may know even as I am known. Hallelujah. As I am known. Wouldn't it be marvelous, Jim, to know as God knows you, that you would know what His thoughts for you are?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. There is midnight coming, and darkness is coming over all the earth. God is in the purpose of calling you and I out of that darkness that's within our soul that would have compatibility with the darkness in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you young people out there sitting in your seats, you're not excluded from this word. Because if you don't respond to God in this conference, in which God has brought you for, whether you came because you really wanted to hear the word or because you were brought by your parents, it does not matter. The fact of the matter is you have been hearing the word of God this weekend. And if you have been hearing the word of God, God wants to touch you. Because tomorrow you do not know what it is you will do if you don't respond to God tonight. Some of you may be needing to be saved tonight, that you've never asked Christ in your life. Tonight can be the night that you can call upon the name of Jesus Christ and receive the blood. Some of you may need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Some of us need healing in our marriages. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil rob you. You know, as what was speaking here, we can look no further than to God. No other excuse. I've heard it time and time again this weekend. You know, we need to deal with offenses. We have no right to defend ourselves. Why? Because did Jesus defend Himself? Even the cross? No, He despised the shame. He said nothing because He knew. Hallelujah. He needed no justification. Hallelujah. Brethren, I don't know. I just know I need Jesus. I need the life of God to come and to continually to wash me, to cleanse me by His blood, to rid me of my humanity, of the everything that would make me stumble and fall, not only before God, but with my brethren. Hallelujah. We need to take out any offense. You know, determine you're going to be changed. You know, I have found something out, brethren, that when I determine I want God no matter what, that's when I get God.
Amen.
That God, I will not lose the blessing. I want to get down on my knees and I want to say, God, come to me. I need You. I do not want to live another day without Your presence, without Your forgiveness. Hallelujah. And if I offended somebody else and I know that, then I need to go to that brother. But first of all, I have to say, God, give me Your nature. Not just Sam's. I want, you understand what I'm saying? To have an offense and to be just totally set free. Deborah, you've experienced it, right? You know, only God can remove the sword out of your spirit, the hardness of the heart. Hallelujah. But He says that. He says, you know, He says He'll take the stony heart and He'll give us a tender heart of flesh.
Amen.
You know, when God sees, you know, we last weekend we were talking about the sacrifice. Brother Iberi was talking about it tonight. When that sacrifice, when we come before God with a pure heart and crying out to God for a change, God sees it. God accepts it. And God's Spirit then works to deliver you and give you the strength to overcome. Hallelujah. But, you know, if we don't respond to God, oh, okay, you know, I don't think we get the deliverance as we should, nor do we get the power to go out back into our communities, back into our day-to-day lives, to struggle with the very same thing that we came in struggling with. My God. God is much, much greater than that. All He's looking for is for us to give the proper offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God knows what's going on in our households. God knows the struggle that each one of you face. God knows the battle that goes on. You know, and it's far beyond what we even can think or conceive. You know, the Word says it's in Corinthians, and it says that where it talks about the warfare, and it says about. It's not the weapons of our, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that what? Exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity everything under the obedience of Christ. Brethren, Brother Jajoki was speaking about that yesterday when he drew the picture of the soul and he drew the five senses and then the mind. Do you remember that? Do you know, the Lord spoke, you know, when Brother Bert was ministering about the attack on Israel, the things that are happening in the world. The Lord spoke the one night in the season about the attack on the east gate of Jerusalem like never before. Brethren, I'm telling you, we need our minds covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Israel is being attacked in the natural. We are being attacked. And the only way that we are going to guard that gate is going to be the presence of God and the blood of Jesus Christ. None of us have our own natural strength to be able to resist the devil. Do you hear me? None of us do. But by the grace of God and by the power of God, God says, I am giving you that power. And God spoke to me in one of the night seasons. He says, bind the enemy. You have the power to bind him. I was seeing snakes. And God says, bind them. I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden that snake, pop, gone.
Amen.
My goodness. And God says, tell the brethren, you have the power. Hallelujah. But you know, in order to have that power, there has to be a clean vessel. I remember Brother Cecil ministering one time in Champaign. Brother Peter, you remember when the building was first done, we sort of baptized it with meetings. There was still drywall on the walls and everything. And Brother Ducio was talking about keeping your gun clean.
Yeah.
That you can't shoot the enemy unless your gun is clean. It's talking about our souls. It's talking about removing the blockages and the hindrances. Hallelujah. 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 I want the blockages and hindrances removed from my life. I want to be able to walk in the Spirit of God at the liberty of God so that God can flow through me freely. I'm not there yet, but I want it. Hallelujah. But I do know, whatever it is that's stopping it, we need to get it unstopped. Hallelujah. Because in you are wells of living water that God wants to spring up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I wonder if we couldn't have an altar call. Could we have an altar call tonight? Anyone that God is touching. I want you just to think. What is happening? What God has been speaking to you this weekend? And I want you to respond. I want you to say, God, I need a touch. If you need a touch, whatever it is that you might need, that you can come to God. And we can lay it on the altar tonight. That God can bring the deliverance to our souls. Amen? Because God brought us here so that we might respond to Him.
Amen.
But first He has to work into our hearts. Right, David? He's got to work an ability for us to say, God, whatever it takes, do it. Remove these barriers. Remove this humanity. Hallelujah. Remove this sin. Whatever it may be, I don't know. God knows. It's God's altar. And all we have to do is come before the altar of God and ask God to touch us. Hallelujah. And Shari, I see God doing something in you this weekend. God is restoring that which God has put in you. Hallelujah. Just give yourself to God, because there's a calling and election on your life, sister. There's this calling election on everyone in this room. But we need to respond before God. Because if we don't, if we resist God, and to tell you the truth, the devil's here wanting to resist us.
That's right.
Oh yes, he's wanting to resist. But the word in Job says, there came a day when the sons of God gathered themselves together before the Lord. And Satan was there also. Resist Satan tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the devourer tonight.
Amen.
We say that he has no place in this place or upon the people of God. Father, we just pray they're becoming a loosening and they're becoming a setting free. So, Father, we want to yield to you tonight. Brethren, as the Spirit of God would move, come forward and let us pray. Let us ask God to do something in our lives. Let us respond to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God wants to touch each and every one that is hearing the Spirit and the move of God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to bring healing. God wants to bring deliverance. Hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.